Quite suddenly, Kate felt completely overwhelmed by the enormity of what she had done, of the decisions she had made, and of how far she had come from her loving home, so simple yet so comfortable. Here she was with a complete stranger who had not even told her the truth about his home. How could she agree to marry someone like that? "This is not a farm," she said quietly, trying to keep the hot tears behind her eyes at bay. "I don't believe I'd go so far as to call this a homestead either. This is a lean-to with pretensions." Charles looked stung.
"Well, Miss O'Donnell, I don't pretend it's anything like what you're used to back in Boston, but it sheltered you well enough last night."
Kate raised a hand to gesture towards the little house.
This is what you plan to bring a bride to?" she asked. "This is the home you want to raise a family in?"
"There's plenty of room for all that," said Charles, blushing a little.
"There most certainly isn't. There isn't room to raise a litter of kittens, let alone a human child. We talked about this in our letters, Mr. Lawson. You spoke about your farm in such glowing terms in your advert."
"Well,
Kate shook her head.
"This is not what I was expecting, not at all. I need some time."
Mrs. Crook's words came back to her, and she marched past Charles toward the house once more.
"There's an inn in town, isn't there?"
"There's the saloon."
"Would you be so kind as to take me back to town, then? I need to think."
"Can't you think here?"
"There isn't room."
She snatched up her carpet bag from the tiny bedroom, casting one last glance at it, and rushed back outside again. She knew she was being rude, maybe even unreasonable, but she was so overtaken by doubt and disappointment that she could hardly speak without crying.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lawson, really I am, but I simply can't stay in such close quarters with you. Not like this."
He looked at her for a long moment and then nodded at last.
"Fine," he said, clearly dejected. "Give me a minute. I'll pull Bess around with the cart."
He disappeared back behind the little house, and Kate took a moment to catch her breath and collect her thoughts. She was absolutely in the right, she told herself. This is not what he had represented to her at all. And she was also right in insisting that they couldn't remain together like this. Why, there might as well not even be a separate bedroom for how close they must have been the night before. She wondered briefly where he had even slept. On the floor underneath the table? But she shook the thought out of her head. There was no point to getting distracted, and certainly no use in wasting sympathy on him, at least not until she had her time to think it all out. It seemed as though the world was being shadowed by her turn in mood, but as she glanced upward, she saw that it was in fact a massive black thunderhead that was taking over the sun. She wasn't used to storms coming up this quickly, and it gave her a momentary fright to see it. Then Charles came around the corner, outside the gate, with the horse in the harness and driving the cart. He jumped down, came through the gate, and took hold of her carpet bag. Still a gentleman, she realized with some remorse, though his eyes were puzzled and disappointed.
"Is there a storm coming?"
she said, following him to the cart. He glanced up at the sky, and she saw his mouth set. But when he responded, his tone was purposefully light.
"Just a little rain, I reckon. I'll try to get you back to town before it hits. But we're moving a little slow today, as Bess is tired out from last night."
She allowed him to hand her up into the box and sat with her hands folded in her lap, gazing upward at the skies. No matter how he seemed to feel about it, the storm was sweeping in, much faster than she could have ever imagined. He was up beside her with alacrity and whistled up Bess, slapping her lightly with the reins. The look he cast upward at the skies was more worried this time.
"Early for a summer storm," he said. "But they do happen. Hopefully there won't be any tornadoes."
"Tornadoes?"
squeaked Kate, clutching at his sleeve despite herself. He glanced over at her and patted her hand.
"You're welcome to stay at the house, if you'd rather."
No, please take me to town. Only, please hurry.